The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from a magical fantasy land full of candy and deceit, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joining me this week are my good friends once again, Mr. Nick Ramirez and Chewbacca, and I guess we'll mention Dogwater Dick and the intern Nate. Our guests this week, they're a tag team. We've got James and Jim Dilworth here in the studio with some words and music for you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up, everybody?
Good. Awesome.
You know, I'm not really talking to you guys when I ask that, but it's okay.
It's fine.
I'm talking to the audience, man.
I know. I was speaking for them.
Oh, okay. Nick,
the voiceless audience.
Speaker of the people.
We're really going to have a creative meeting one of these days and get all that shit down.
Yeah. We got to figure out what the hell we're doing.
Yeah, it's only 4 years into it, so.
Hey. No, but really, how are you guys? How was your weekend?
Good, man. I had a great time.
Totally good.
Gosh.
Stuff?
Worked and saw your hazards of. I didn't see the show, but I saw that you were there. And it was awesome, right?
We'll get to that later. Yeah,
all right,
At the next segment here.
Yeah,
I heard it was a good show.
Yes, okay. I think so too. What about you, Rick? What'd you do? Did you come see the show? No.
Is there anybody got tickets? Because I do.
If anybody wants to go see the show, there's one final performance of The Hazards of Love at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor at 7:30 this coming Friday night, Valentine's Day, February 14th. Mm-hmm. Please show up and check out a magical tale of fantasy, lies, deceit, betrayal, murder, and true love.
See what Jubs!
Romantic.
I heard it was rapey.
Including rapey? The Riku Dad. I make the best therapist in town.
Okay.
Hey, anybody get that joke?
If anybody out there needs therapy, hit Rory up on the Facebook.
My daughter Riku is also in the show. One of our guests this week, James Dilworth, is a crucial tree in the show.
I didn't know.
Yes.
I saw his tree face online.
Yeah, we've been hanging out
awesome.
Shit way too much, dude. And we're neighbors even.
I'm okay with that. That's cool.
No, right.
That's right.
It's been a fun production. It's a great cast of people to be involved with.
He's
nodding his head enthusiastically. But yes, this is not a video, James.
We need a noise to signify that.
That'd be a good idea.
Tika.
Shut up!
Wait, no,
that'll
not
work. That.
But I was being shut up.
Oh, there it is.
That's good. That's a good one.
We've had three fantastic performances this past weekend: Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinee.
It's exciting.
We had just a really great response from a lot of people. Directly afterwards.
Yeah,
hanging out. But I had one guy walk up and tell me that he and his friend were really into The Hazards of Love, and they love the Decemberists. And his buddy just stumbled across this show online, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they were really, really sketch about it. They thought it was going to be some horrible Rocky Horror fiasco. Uh-huh.
Hey, no.
They still went?
And they still went and gave it a shot because they did have a friend who was involved with it. So they thought, okay, what the hell? And they said they were blown away, and it was fantastic and unforgettable performance. And the music especially. Everybody keeps raving about the musicians, who are fantastic.
And how is the sound going? I heard that there were some issues that Tom Gordon was going to look at it.
I don't know. I'm just an actor, dude.
Okay. You play a pivotal role, don't you?
I am mildly a pivotal role. I am the bad guy, the villain, the rake, if you will.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Yay, we got some Rory drive.
Yay. Oh, why that one?
It's funny because it's true.
The whole point is to get something that you don't want me to get.
Right, and I think I said that on purpose for you to get.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
You just did that one, huh?
Yeah, well, and so far. We'll move from there.
Good.
And the whole line was, "Hi, I have a really small penis, and I'm going to read you some poetry." And I cut off the rest of it. So it's just that. Right.
Well, thanks, Rick.
You asked for it.
Well,
I felt bad that I hadn't done any for you.
And
yet.
Since the bag is out of the cat.
Meow.
Fuck that cat.
Yes, I am. I am a rapist in the show.
Gross.
It's a very pivotal point in the show, kind of.
I don't want to see
disrespectful to people to rape them, Rory.
We do not condone or...
No,
yeah,
but it's...
In any way.
It's a play, you fuckers.
So it's a play with about a rapist.
About, like, magical and fairyland creatures and trees that move and, you know,
and a witch.
Rape. And
yes. Rapists.
And rape, yes.
But he gets his in the end.
Yes, I am. I do get mine. And
hey,
don't
spoil it. I'm going to go see him Friday.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Actually, I saw it last time.
So. Yeah. My lovely daughter plays my daughter in the show as well.
Oh, you have a daughter and you're still going to be all rapey?
Well, in front of her.
When you rape people, sometimes children happen.
That's awful.
It is.
No, she and the
kind of fucking play is it?
She and the other. It is actually all ages. The rape is very deferred. It never actually. I'm not actually humping anybody on stage.
Do you hold your hand up and make a circle and a finger and go?
Yeah. Yes,
in, out.
That's totally what I do. That's exactly what I do.
Sounds good.
I say, shh, shh, just let it happen.
I don't know
a
if deferred rape holds up in court too good.
It is an all ages show. I do want to stress that.
Okay.
It is an all ages show. We have lots of kids in the audience, and it's not inappropriate in any way.
There was a pretty good episode
it's
of
scary.
Little House on the Prairie that dealt
it's
with
kind of like
too.
Opera, like a symbol.
There was also an episode of Little House on the Prairie that dealt with heroin addiction.
Exactly. It was morphine.
It did on the prairie?
Yeah.
Well,
Albert got hooked on dope.
It was that issue.
Oh,
It was about, no, really, that episode was about Vietnam vets coming back and being hooked on heroin. That's totally what that episode was all about.
Little House on the Prairie was set 100 years before the Vietnam War.
So it was actually so vicious,
but
I think.
The TV show came out less than 10 years after. The episode, I see what you're saying.
Decided to tackle the issue
of the day. It's like MASH, a 15 and a half million year show about a 5-year war.
Addiction was
God, was the Korean conflict even that long?
No, it wasn't even. It was a 5-year show about like an 18-month
war. Look, my
war.
Grandpa was in that war, so you better watch your mouth.
No disrespect. To the war, the veterans are making fun
or
of television.
Or to MASH, because I love MASH. Don't make fun of MASH.
My other grandpa was in MASH, so don't.
Little House on the Prairie fucking ripped, too.
Highway to Heaven was a lame.
I loved Highway to Heaven. It made me cry every time.
Picking on Michael Landon shows.
Victor
I know.
French.
And look at some of the gay
Highway
stuff
to Heaven,
you like.
Dude.
Bonanza.
Yeah, Little
like
Joe.
Football.
What's up?
That's totally gay. Guys in tights tackling each other all day.
You know what's gay is men having sex with each other.
Chewy for the win. The obvious statement award.
And namaste.
But at any rate, Hazard's Love, it's a great show. Come on out and see us every week, ladies and gentlemen. Not every week, just this week.
Yeah, just Valentine's Day.
Oh boy, I'm gonna give myself a little,
so
little
like,
laughter.
Day after this comes out, hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully, it comes out on Thursday. So you go.
Yeah, the show now comes out on Thursdays. That's
excellent.
What we're saying.
Excellent.
None of this Wednesday at midnight bullshit. It just comes out on Thursday.
If you're lucky.
As long as you do your job.
Right. No, I'm telling the audience. If you're lucky, you get it on Thursday. So. Yeah.
So the other week when I went to. I took that trip with Mikey.
You mean LSD?
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't here for the show and stuff. I forgot to talk about how wonderful it was to find the Stitcher app and hook up the podcast and drive around with it on my phone in the car. And it was really easy and awesome.
What is the Stitcher app?
It's a mobile app on your phone for podcasts.
Yeah, it's just streams or does it download to your phone and you can listen to it later?
I think it streams because you get it really fast and it just goes and they update the latest three shows are always available real easy. And I just want to stress that's an awesome app. I think if you listen to it on iTunes, it sounds a little better than Stitcher, but the Stitcher is very convenient because it comes right on your phone, you know.
Right.
You know.
Very cool.
Phone.
We've had our shit up there on Stitcher since the beginning. So
yeah, we have to tell our webman to put a picture up though, put the logo up on it.
I'll figure that out. And then I'm unemployed. No, I'm not unemployed. I'm always looking for more work. If you need a writer, hi. Any of our listeners out there looking to hire somebody, I need a job.
He even went to school.
Here, same here. You call me first, though, because I've been out of work longer.
He's been out, he has been out of work longer. Yeah, call Nick first.
That's right.
Damn, Nick, really?
I don't write, but if you guys need some
well,
some
I have
brick
a part-time
done.
Job.
Okay. Right. We both have part-time jobs. We need more work.
We need more work.
Part-time.
And why not use the podcast? At any rate.
I would like less work, so.
You would like less
if somebody
work.
Could help me with that.
Yeah, these guys.
I was just going to try to hook
hard
up
work
raise
with
your rates
with you.
Yeah. But then I'll be recording people that aren't as good.
You guys need letters of
the
recommendation.
Poor make
I got your
music.
Back. Because I know you guys work your asses off, and you're a couple.
That's so true.
Badass motherfuckers.
Hell,
anybody out there who needs somebody to work for them, these guys are rad.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chewy. Well,
thanks for that endorsement. The glowing endorsement.
Awesome.
Yeah. Endorsed by Chewbacca.
And this warm, comfortable moment brought to you by...
let's go with Pinky Polansky this week. Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check your Pinky link
those guys
at
even
PinkyPolansky.com.
Yeah, do they even play? Oh, they play the Rocky Horror. That's
all right, then say hi to Evan and Felix.
That's right. Sponsored by Evan and Felix.
Whatever Evan and Felix do, get into their
Carrot
stuff.
And Stick we'll Productions.
Right. Aversion therapy and liver scars.
Liver scars.
Especially
aversion
the last
therapy
one.
To liver scars. No, that would really be a great show.
Yeah.
Just the bill and the flyer would look awesome.
When are we going to get the liver scars here in studio? Anybody ever talk to those guys?
I know, man. I've been talking to them about it.
All right.
Every practice, I'm like, let's just go in on a Monday. I want to record new stuff, too. And I'm like, well, you can do it on the podcast for real cheap.
And get a good interview.
Yeah, real cheap, like nothing.
Nothing.
And well, and at least for like a demo run-through, you know?
Right?
That would be awesome, right?
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Live liver scars, live on WLP. It's good shit. Anyway, let's take a musical break.
Well, hey, thanks, Nick.
You're welcome.
Way to pick up the cue there.
Thanks.
I'd like to turn to our guests, James and Jim. How are you this week?
Good. Hello, fellas.
Well.
Well?
Well, oh well.
Good, very good. Well. Fair to Midland?
Well, oh well covers it. You can make something out of that if you want.
Well or well.
That's yeah.
Okay.
Or well.
Or well.
Well, the infinite power.
Or someone else.
So, James Dilworth here to my directly to my right.
That's Junior.
Right,
yes.
Is a good friend of ours. You were on the show. How long ago was that?
What was it?
About a year?
Year and a half, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. Brought in his typewriter and.
I have it still in my bag of tricks.
Ooh.
I have that's what this bag is over here. Of course, you can't see it, but.
It's a carpet bag. It almost looks like a carpet bag.
It is.
Like you could be a northern carpet bagger. And he's wearing a cloak.
Yes.
A very grand operatic cloak.
Yes.
You're also in the Hazards of Love, right?
Yes, I am. I'm a tree.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about that.
As a tree, what do you do?
Well, I walk around jankily, and then there's a piece where I dance a waltz, and I catch people, and I move around.
Do you grow or do you
live? And he helps create rapids in the river.
Yes.
That makes it torturous to cross the taiga.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Do you grow or are you withering?
Am I growing or withering? I am growing.
Oh, nice.
Very much so.
Do you need pruning?
I will as soon. I think Roy will attest to this. As soon as the show is over, I'm getting a haircut. He probably needs to shave.
Oh, I need to shave this fucker off my face.
Yeah, I need to get a haircut, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Damn.
There it is.
Your rapey mustache.
Yes, exactly.
No wonder no one will hire you.
With your green hair
and your rapey mustache. It's terrible. So
I'm in a production. Shut up.
Right.
You know, the things we do for art, right?
Well, that's in the introduction, of course.
That's what every job, that's what everybody's hiring is wanting to hear about art. Like, do you want the job or do you want to do art?
Well, I will make the job my art.
All right.
Ah.
Okay, then. Keep the haircut and the rapey mustache. You're hired.
Grab a bucket.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
And I need a job.
He almost lost it right there. He almost lost it. He almost lost
you're
it.
You're taking a big old swing of coffee there.
You're overqualified.
Yes. He almost lost it and splooged on me.
And then we also have your father, Jim Dilworth, here.
Right.
Who has brought with us a flout and some drum. And
well, I'm playing the drum.
You're playing the drum. How long have you been playing music in Reno?
I came here in the 60s, probably before you were born.
Yes.
Yes. I played in the show music in all the casinos when there was a steady music business for 35 years steady.
Nice, yeah. Wow. Like, which kind of died out there around the turn of the century.
About,
yeah,
turn of our century.
Yeah. Yeah,
the club said it was costing too much for the musicians to sit up there and play.
Mm-hmm. Typical. Corporate nonsense.
Right. And you see what it did.
Oh, yeah.
There's nobody playing anywhere in any lounge or any showroom.
Just about.
That's what they got. They didn't want that, so they don't got it.
Right. What kind of places did you play? Do you remember?
All the big
rooms?
Did you play the Mapes?
The Sky Room?
That was my first job.
Yeah.
The Mapes?
I played at the Mapes.
Very cool.
The shows there were in the Sky Room.
Yeah. What a beautiful building.
Well, it was a shame that they blew it up.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. And it was a very good Super Bowl that year, though.
Yeah.
Titans almost took that one from the But it was a sad day. What a beautiful building that they just destroyed for a spectacle.
So anyway, my son, Jim, asked me to play some Irish music, and I've been playing and practicing and playing Irish jobs on St. Paddy's Day. And for about 30 years, I've been playing in Irish songbooks.
Sure.
And he said, would you play three songs?
Excellent.
Can you imagine that? To pick three songs out of books of thousands of songs.
You could play more than three if you want.
Well, we got three good ones,
or
my favorites we got picked out.
All right.
Super.
Do you want to play us the first one?
All right, we can do that. It's called Barney's Goat. And we all have goats.
Mm-hmm. It's Irish tune. That sounds legit.
It's kind of 3/4.
We do all got goats, don't we?
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Cilantro.
I don't think we've never had flute in here before.
It's amazing week to week. The variety of music that we get in this room is just
two weeks ago, we had a drag queen mentalist.
Yeah. Oh, Helena, I know her well.
Punk rock skateboarder.
Of course you know her.
Yes, I do.
Last week we had DJ.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything lined up for this year on St. Pat's?
No.
No?
What?
Musician looking for a home? Anybody out there?
Not really. Too
much. Oh, you're not looking for a home this year.
It's much more fun to just enjoy the holiday. I would
imagine. Play with us. Deliver scars. play with us at the alley. That'd be rad.
Well, Patty and Irene's is around the corner, too. You can just stand outside and play a little, you know.
Skis.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Do a little flout busking.
Yeah, I could do that.
I wish I was better at guitar because I would play music with a guitar on a street corner. more often.
Someday.
Yeah. No, not necessarily in Reno, but they don't
busking
like that
takes a lot of nuts, dude. A lot of guts.
It does.
I've done it with poetry, though. Yeah. Like, when I used to travel, like, across the country and stuff, right. I would just bust out of a street corner and put out a hat.
You got pretty big nuts. Yeah, you could.
I
don't think Rory's nuts
would,
are a question.
It's not a matter of would I do it. It's a matter of I'm not that good at guitar and nobody would give me money for it.
Well, there's a lot of them out there who aren't very good at guitar.
Yeah, see, for myself, I set a reasonable bar of standards.
Before you'll busk?
Yeah.
Fill your bank for change.
I'm not that good. So, like, if I could play that, I just, like, be popping down the street all the time.
Like Dan. Dan the flautist?
He walks
around downtown playing his flute.
Weiser.
I know who that guy is.
Dan Weiser. He drove with me across the... We went to Des Moines one year.
Oh, yeah.
No. Not that guy. Not that
actually
guy.
Are like...
He's a guy from Chicago.
Similar
dark
size.
Hair.
Fellas.
Kind of a jaded... Reno cook who goes into parking garages and will play flute for the acoustics and stuff in there, you know, just how
you
can hear him for blocks away. You know. It's always neat.
Does he play the flute with his nose?
Not that I am aware of.
No, I know a fellow. I don't know I've heard tell of a flautist in town who plays the flute with his nose.
I would imagine you have to plug one nostril to get the right wind movement.
I don't know. James the Elder, what do you think? You'd have to plug both? What? Could you play the flute with your nose?
Oh,
he's doing it.
Shot.
Oh my god!
See, Rick, this man's a professional flautist.
I think it would not be impossible.
Maybe a little louder, right?
With practice, perhaps.
Yeah, I had to practice a couple of hours at least.
Gross! I know, Riku. I know.
Hi, sweetie. Go to bed.
I'm sorry. Okay, so.
Oh, my kid's stupid laugh, yeah. Oh, shit. You know what? We're supposed to do about. Yeah, hey,
oh,
you know what?
Is it perfect time?
This is perfect time for me to take a little phone break here. We are going to be giving a call to Jim Betancourt, Reno comedian, who's been on the show before, friend of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, if I remember, is a little crazy.
Yes. Awesome. Jim has a show coming up this weekend, and we're going to talk to him about who he's performing with. Where I believe it's at the Knit.
Oh wow!
Cool. So I ran into Jim, and he mentioned it, and I said, "Hey, let's have a chat on Monday here."
Do the call to the comedian.
Yeah.
Hey, funny man. It's your friends from WLP.
What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, funny man. It is your friends from WLP.
Yeah, I can't spell too good. What?
Hi, Jim. It's Rory. It's the Worst Little Podcast.
I know.
Can you turn it up on your phone, dude?
Wait.
Is your volume all the way up?
My volume is all the way down. Hang on a second, Jim. Go ahead again.
Hey, Rory.
Hey, welcome to the show. Better. There we are. Yay. I finally got it right.
I love it when something goes wrong and it's not my fault.
Good to be here. How's it going, everybody?
Good. What's up?
How you doing, man?
So, rock and rolling.
As I was saying, I ran into Jim this weekend, and he mentioned that you had a big show coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it's a show on February 14th. Seems like something else was going on that day, but I can't recall what it is.
Well, that's the show I'm in.
I was.
Oh, is that what? Oh,
yeah,
But
there's
still, only about 1,000.
I think he meant the Day of Love.
Day. Yeah,
but I still wanted you to come on and tell me about your show.
Oh well, it's a comedy show. John Egger is headlining, and myself.
I'm dumb. So who's he? Would I know who he is, or is he just some guy?
He's been around on the scene for a long time now, at this point. Like one of the, he's a local guy, pretty good.
Okay.
That's funny.
And my buddy John Gallagher, who is one of the funniest people I've ever known, both on stage and off. and Ticket, who's really solid, and Matt Wiegand, who I'm sure if you've ever come to stand-up comedy anywhere in Reno, you've seen Matt Wiegand perform, yeah, and totally. He's great.
Yeah, we've had Matt on the phone here before, too.
Yeah, good guy. So, yeah, it's February 14th. I think doors open at 8. Show starts at 8:30. $8. Bring your sweetheart, because there's nothing that will make you let more than comedy. And it's Valentine's Day.
I think he said that her panties will come off.
Yeah.
If you make her yeah. It's sad that it broke up. Yeah, we said that vulgar thing.
We dropped out whatever it was that you said right before.
So insert something dirty.
Telling our listeners to make it up in their minds, though. To insert something dirty.
Chicks put it out for jokes.
that's what he said. That's totally what he said.
I figured something about panty dropping.
Yeah. It was something about moistness. I'll just leave it there.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wonderful word.
Yeah. So who are your guests?
This week we have James and Jim Dilworth. James is a local writer and teacher.
No, I'm joking.
And Jim is a longtime Reno musician.
Yes.
Right on.
Yeah, we've been having a good show. And sorry it took so long to call you, but I'm a failure at life.
It just took me a while to get here and stuff.
Yeah.
No, it was just enough time for me to come off that last real wave of angel dust, so I'm pretty happy.
So what have you been up to besides this show, Jim? Give us a little rundown of what crazy antics you've gotten up to in Reno.
Oh, man. I've actually been laying low recently because my party antics caught up with me. So I've just been laying low for the most part.
You can't hang with Jenny that long. A little over a month now.
Yeah. I blame Pez.
Yeah, I blame Pez too. So, she ruins men.
Everybody in the room is blaming Pez because she ruins men.
No. Oh, no. We'll have some conversation off mic someday, Rory.
Jenny might actually listen.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Hi, Jenny. Oh, hey, Jenny. How's it going? She listens when she's on.
Are you kidding me?
Everybody fucking listens, don't they?
Oh, because I was just about to mock her for her incessant Facebook and then in hashtag posts. So,
Yeah. I'm a big fan of that in a not at all kind of way.
Not in any sort of way.
But, I'm also trying to start a band. So if you know anyone who likes harmonies and is interested in kind of a folk bluegrass kind of thing, you can give them my information.
Right on, then. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Do you have a band name in mind yet? Because that's the first thing you need. Before you have members, you need a name.
Well, it's actually a complete vanity project, so it's not going to be a band. It's called The Drapes.
The Drapes?
The Drapes, like hanging from a window, The Drapes?
No, like The Drapes, like a male duck. The last name.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
The Drapes.
So. I was thinking the Jim Betancourt experience, and that's much better.
But anyway,
you're right, the Jim Betancourt experience wouldn't be bad either.
Featuring The Drapes.
You know what?
Featuring The Drapes, right.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. I remember my friend had this old propaganda poster involving how do you say marijuana, and down at the bottom it said Weed with Roots in Hell, and I thought that is a great name for like a rockabilly band, Weed with Roots in Hell.
That's not bad.
That is good.
And if you're playing out to comedy, I promise that's not my A material. I promise.
We know.
Well, right on, Jim. Thanks for coming on with us. Everybody remember, Nick's got a question.
Ask him about his website and other shows you might be having.
Oh, right. You got a website? Where do we find you online? Facebook?
What's that?
Do you have a website? Where do we get to you online?
Well, I'm Jim Betancourt on Facebook and Twitter. It's JYMBETTENCOURT.
JYM.
I never would have found that.
Well, right on, Jim. Thank you. Thanks for being on the show, and we'll talk to you soon. And, always get a hold of me anytime you got any other shows coming up.
I don't know. Well, thanks for having me, guys. Take care, everyone.
Bye, right. Jim.
Later, man.
Later, Jim.
Say hi to your brother, Nino.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nino Betancourt, you know that? From Extreme. I don't know why I know that.
Wow, yeah, the dude from Extreme. You're absolutely right. Yeah. The More Than Words guy.
I can be funny, too.
You do, if this was 1994, that would have been hysterical, man.
Shit.
It is 1994.
Blowing
it's
it,
20
man.
Years later. Sorry, guys.
Damn it.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. That just blows put a little gravity on the situation there. 1994 was 20 years ago.
Go see Jim Betancourt at the Knitting Factory on Valentine's Day.
If you don't already have tickets to go see The Hazard of Love, because that show's going to sell out, people.
And if you don't have a date with your wife to go do a lot of other rad shit.
Yeah. Yeah, if by Thursday you don't already have something planned, you're boned, son.
And not in a good way. Not sexually.
I'm going to sit at home and cry.
Sexually.
Well, it's a reminder that this segment of our show is brought to you by our proud sponsors, Reno Computer Fix. At renocomputerfix.net. You can find them on South Wells next to the Dandelion Deli. Ian, Justin, Michelle, and some other dude.
I knew him.
I think his name starts with a C. Or maybe a D. Something at the beginning of the alphabet.
Dave.
But they will take care of your computer needs.
Cody.
Whether
Corey,
you need a fan replaced,
Cliff,
memory fixed, a brand new monitor, maybe a new mouse. Who knows? They'll have it, and they can hook you up cheap and send you on your way quickly. Good bunch of guys there. They do great work, and they support the local art scene. So support local business, motherfuckers.
Craig.
Reno Computer Fix.
Thank you, Max.
Anything that you can buy on Wells, do it there.
Chris.
Not somewhere else. Wells Avenue rips. And
that, yeah,
support
that is
every
Wells.
Local, yeah,
yeah, totally. Yes,
Wells
support
Avenue.
Wells.
Yeah.
Here's
Don't go somewhere else when you can buy it on Wells.
Here's a random quiz question. Wells Avenue
or
Midtown?
Right?
Wells Avenue.
That is a good question. Yeah, Wells.
Right on. Yeah. Well, now I know. Yeah. All right. Let's do another musical break and end the you know what.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
See, I'm directing and stuff.
So do you want to set this up for us? Let's.
What are we doing?
Just let me know what you're going
to
play here.
Oh, you want us to play another one?
If you don't mind.
Well, I don't mind. Well, I prepared this one. It's called, it's a ballad. It's a slow one, and it's called The Black-Haired Slender Boy. It's Irish.
Right, right.
And
them dark Irish.
Yes.
Dark
Irish. Okay.
Nice.
Very nice.
That's
so Carter from Scarlet Presence, that was for you. Trying
Whoa.
To think of a black-haired slender boy.
Well done. Yes. Well, good pull from the local scene, Rick. Good pull.
We don't get enough Irish music on this show.
Oh. We don't.
Might want to mute that. Oops. All right. So, well, I guess we don't need to wait on Nick.
God,
Nick who?
Yeah,
really.
Nick.
Oh, there you are.
It's time.
You know, all of these pauses and things are very
His
obtuse.
His Irish jigs are short. Huh?
Obtuse.
Obtuse.
I don't even know what obtuse means, but if it's bad, I agree.
Yeah, you can just cut some of that out.
My favorite triangle, obtuse. right above isosceles.
Isosceles.
What about acute?
Acute sucks. I'm not a big acute guy.
But they're cute.
I like an ugly one.
I like a nice ugly triangle. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Fair enough. Hey, girl.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. Suddenly the room got uncomfortable, but not for the regular reasons.
I hadn't thought of the ugly triangle for a long time.
Oh.
Chewie's blushing here, I think, through all that fur. Oh, no, he's just hot. It's just
warm.
It
is hot in here.
It's just
and
warm
plus,
in the room.
It is.
I'm getting old, and my blood pressure may be rising.
All right, so I think, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the worst little quiz in the world.
Hit it. As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Oh, yeah. All now, right. See, James and Jim, we're going to ask you a series of questions here. They're going to be confusing. They might be embarrassing, but I'm going to then judge you silently and score you arbitrarily. Are you ready to play?
No.
Yes. Tell you serious.
Jim gets 1 point.
This is a father-son duel to the death.
Yes.
I don't think we ever had a father-son in here.
We've had mother-son.
Yeah,
but never father-son.
Right? All right.
Yes, we have.
We had mother dog.
Wally and his dad were in here one time.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
In no particular order of questions, but what was the first album you ever bought?
Oh, good one.
Bought?
Yeah, yeah, the first album you ever like purchased.
You chose
yourself.
With your own money.
Yeah. Was it wax?
Rock? There's rock. This is before rock.
No, was it like on a wax tube?
Oh, no.
He was 11 and 51.
No, it was an RCA, you know, with the dog. And,
yeah,
and
the Victrola. Yeah.
No, not really.
All right.
Now, I do remember the first album I bought, and it was Radio City in Hollywood, California, at a music store there. Let's see. I think it was a Tommy Dorsey album of Cole Porter. That's why I already remember.
That's right. About the coolest answer we've ever had.
That's so awesome.
Nobody ever says that.
There's no way that James the Younger is going to have a better answer.
No. Yeah, he bet he could, but it would be hard.
Really hard.
It has to be pretty embarrassing.
I defer.
No, come on. What was the first album you ever
first album you ever bought with your own money?
I'm trying to think. I don't remember that long ago. It was a cassette of some kind, probably classical music.
Oh, yeah. Well, the cassette gets you 50 points.
But and can you guess?
Classical is a negative 50.
Oh. You can't guess. Like, if it was Vivaldi, we might be impressed.
Chopin.
I don't remember. I genuinely don't. It was classical.
Chopin?
Yeah, it was Chopin. Yeah.
I'll give you like 18.
Oh, okay, I'll take that.
Even right. I thought that was gay.
Don't judge,
sorry,
Riku.
James.
This
is culture.
In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with, Gemma? Anybody. Could be not famous, not famous, doesn't matter. Anybody in history, no fictional character.
My friend Alan, I started a fist fight with him, and I was very drunk, and he says, "Why are you doing this?" I says, "Because I'm drunk." I kept missing them. This was
swinging wildly.
No, swinging slowly. Yes.
So excellent.
A rematch with Alan.
The slow motion.
Well,
fight.
He died about 20 years ago. So,
so you could whip him now.
It's no lo contendere.
And it would be good to see him.
Oh.
Hey, I just gotta have a couple beers afterwards.
James.
Bruce Lee.
What?
Wow.
I would pay so much money to see that.
I wish Bruce Lee was with us right now.
That did up your stock quite a bit there, James. Let's see. How often do you masturbate?
Ooh.
This is a regular question I ask of all
we ask
my
everybody
guests.
This.
Well,
you
least,
can decline to answer
at least
any question.
Every other day.
Well, there you go. That's excellent.
Oh, that's good to know.
Right.
Yeah. It's about time right now.
Yeah, let's take a time out.
See me after the show.
We have beer. We have beer boxes. Yeah. Little blinders. Yeah.
And we're back.
James, same question to you, sir.
I thought I was right now.
He does have his cloak over his mouth.
That you would never know.
Yes.
What is your favorite drunk food?
drunk food.
Yes, when you're when
you drink.
Yeah, when you're really really drunk. What's the food you want to eat after?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Nice. Nice, James.
French onion soup.
Ooh, that's an odd answer.
That's good shit. Though.
That's get some decent points.
Where's the best French
onion
soup?
I've never been
town?
Loaded and thought, you
it
know
was,
what? French
was
onion soup.
I've come close to ordering it because I meant to get the French dip, and my mouth said the other word.
But. Where's the best French onion in town?
It used to be at the MGM Grand back in the old days, and when they had a real bar there back in the ancient times.
Not anymore, though.
Not anymore.
Before the Crusades.
Yes, before the Crusades. Exactly.
That's a great
I had that
hotel
big,
call.
I had that lion put to sleep.
Yes.
It's so sad. With Bertha and Tina.
Bertha and Tina. Tina actually shit on the audience, I heard, and had sent her up to, sent her to a zoo.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then they made a lot of dog
during
food.
The show, she turned around and had sprays fart on the front row of the audience.
Oh, my God.
You know,
are you serious?
And then very soon after, it on purpose.
It was Bertha and Angel very soon after that, and Tina, I think, got sold to a zoo in California.
So you folks know these are elephants they're talking
yes.
about.
Yes. The Nugget. And when I worked at the Nugget, they would actually walk them around the property.
Yeah, you could actually go out and see them in the parking lot there. My mom
they were always...
They're sedated. And
I think one of the last times that happened was even after I had moved here in 96. Yeah. Yep. It was like after
Well, they
that.
Had Bertha and Angel at that point, I think.
Angel, yes. The sharding elephant.
No, Tina.
Tina.
Jump in there. Dude.
I worked as a musician at the John Squaga's Nugget.
Okay.
And Squaga told us definitely that the band has the job as long as Bertha and Tina's there. That's why the band's not there anymore.
Because there's no more elephant.
No more elephant.
Interesting. Behind the scenes. Next question.
What is your favorite venue to hear music in town?
That was from Rick in the back.
Is that for me?
Jim.
Yeah.
Yes, both of you, but each one at a time.
The radio.
The radio.
Really?
The radio is pretty awesome.
It's pretty awful. No, you can pick and choose on the internet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I have to say, it's kind of hard because, you know, what kind of music? You know, classical, jazz, rock shows, what, you know?
Let's go rock show.
Okay, rock show. I think the best sounding place, I have to say, I think Jub Jub's is pretty good. They have good shows there.
Good answer.
Too.
Good answer.
But it's true.
Yeah, this segment is sponsored by Jub Jub's.
Hey, how about that? <That's cool.
laughs> But nobody here was paid to say any of that.
No, I wasn't.
You came up with something last week that was really good. Do you remember?
It was the first album. But what is the first concert you ever went
That's
to?
That's what it was. First concert. Thank you.
Oh, I think I know, James.
Either one of you guys, jump on the mic.
The first concert I went to was 1951. It was at Sportsman Arena in Los Angeles, and that's where I heard Tommy Dorsey's band.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Wow.
Jim, you are so cool.
I was 11.
That's really rad.
11.
That's really cool.
Wow. That's going to be hard to beat.
I remember him taking me to see, at Pioneer Theater, Jean-Luc Ponty.
Oh, my, that was
That was an astonishing concert, yeah. But Jean-Luc Ponty.
Wow.
Excellent.
I have no idea.
You're a good dad.
Yeah,
no, I can't even rate that.
The Pioneer
that.
Has great sound, doesn't it? Isn't that
Amen.
An amazing
it
acoustic
was.
Building?
It yeah. is, yeah.
All right.
I saw the buttholes there.
Yeah,
I saw the butthole surfers there, too.
That was a great show.
I hung out outside of at Punk Rock without having a ticket and made fun of all you posers who got in.
Oh, my God.
Tickets were like $20, and it was the Butthole Surfers.
We didn't.
Yeah, I know. I really
None of us knew
gone.
Each other, but we were all there.
Yeah.
Pioneer Theater.
Oh, my God.
They played
that's
there?
So weird.
Yeah. It was
crazy.
About 97 or
8. Starfish.
It was 95, I think.
It was awesome. It was. They were supporting the album with the pencil in the ear.
Oh, okay. I know which one that is.
Electric Larryland.
Electric Larryland. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Cool album.
Who was in my room last night? I think there was their band. It was great. I was sitting
that
in the upper deck there and looking
song.
Down. You know, those floors, on the floor there, the seats are actually bolted to the floor.
Worms. Oh, yes.
But it was a wave of people still. It looked like, for all you know, there was no chairs down there at all.
I was down there.
Mosh
in,
pit.
I was down there in the mosh pit. That's where I was.
A mosh pit with chairs
with
bolted
chairs.
To the floor.
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, I don't remember it being
a
problem,
kind of
though.
Insanity.
No, it was fun.
Yeah, that Pioneer is a great place.
Are you guys related to the Dilworths of Dilworth Middle School?
Distant cousins.
Okay.
All right. Nick, rapid fire.
That's not part of the quiz.
Are you?
Oh, I have rapid fire.
Oh, wait one second. Are you guys related to Dilworth, the comic book, comic strip?
It's Dilbert.
Okay.
Oh, Dilbert.
Oh, and God,
he's close.
You lose.
Shut up!
Chewy, you want to have, or Rick, you want to have another rapid fire this week?
Yes, yes. Right, well, I got a few. I want to cover the music ones.
Okay, go.
Scott Joplin or Fats Waller?
Oh, that's hard. Fats Waller.
Fats Waller.
Yeah.
Ah, you guys rule. Scott Joplin sucks. No, he doesn't.
No.
He's no Fats Waller.
Right, exactly. Amen. Yep. Have you ever heard? Glenn Miller or Benny Goodman?
Benny.
Benny over Glenn. God, you're
certainly.
You're
Lester
in my
Young.
Head. That's so
what
awesome.
A jazz player. Wow.
Jimmy Dorsey or Tommy Dorsey?
Jimmy.
Probably Jimmy Dorsey.
Jimmy.
Ah, God, I love you too. Okay, that I just wanted to cover the musical.
All right. All right. Marx Brothers or Three Stooges?
Marx Brothers.
Yeah, Marx.
Marx Brothers.
Way more cerebral.
Humphrey Bogart or Clark Gable?
Oh, Humpy.
Humpy. Yeah.
Humpy Gobart.
Clark Gable was weird looking.
Yeah. Humphrey Bogart was probably the coolest motherfucker ever
Amen.
Alive.
Amen.
Jane Mansfield or Marilyn Monroe?
Whoa. All depends how big you like them.
My dad.
I like them.
Well, Mansfield was the bigger.
Yes.
Yes. Jane, for sure.
Big game. All right. Hunters.
Big game hunters.
Let's go. All right. Beatles or Stones?
Stones.
All right.
The Kinks.
Nice. Third answer. That'll work.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Elvis or the Beatles?
Oh, Beatles. Elvis is corny.
Johnny Cash.
All right. Little Richards or Great Balls of Fire, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, that's a hard one. You know, Jerry Lee Lewis had a lot more energy. You know, you can't deny
that's
that.
Hard,
yeah, he did.
That's hard, man. They both did.
Yeah, yeah, really.
That's a hard pick of choice. Though.
They'd be good together.
Yes, they
imagine
would.
Imagine that.
I'd pick Little Richard just for the mustache.
Oh. You would. You would, yeah, totally.
I would. And
shut up.
Would you rather get beat up or get arrested?
Oh,
that's a good one. Beat up or arrested?
Arrested. I got arrested.
Would you rather
get arrested? Yeah.
I'll get arrested.
Would you rather be beat up or get arrested?
Oh, well, it's easier to be arrested. Beat up, it hurts.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and you got a good lawyer, you get out of that.
That's true.
What, beat up?
No, out of arrested.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Would you
but
rather
don't hit me? Talk to my lawyer.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Is there a difference?
Oh, his ginger son cringes.
What I'm talking about.
Not that there's anything wrong with being a ginger.
Well, I thought you were gonna go the other way.
No,
not that there's anything wrong with being gay.
Homos are great, but, I mean, gingers, you know, we all have to make our exceptions.
Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Yes.
Blind or deaf? You say yes?
Yes. Just,
what did you say?
Good
we
one.
Can't tell you with the Magoo glasses. It's
that's true.
Those are more like Lennon glasses, dude.
Hey. Yeah, the Lennon.
You guys all got glasses.
A little in between there.
Oh, yeah, we're the glasses. Guys,
except Chewy doesn't have
Chewy,
glasses.
Chewy's got good eyes.
Contacts.
Oh, see, we all. Well, I have laser.
I have probably worse eyes than any of you guys.
And Rick at least needs reading glasses.
No. Yeah.
I do not.
For when you knit.
And we don't care what needs.
Rick needs hair plugs also.
I do not. It's doll hair.
Bacon or chocolate?
Oh. Oh, my.
Chorizo.
Oh.
Basque or Spanish?
Basque, of course.
Good choice.
Chorizo.
Chocolate covered Basque.
I like bacon better than chocolate.
Cool.
Yeah, Chip.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars was a very good trilogy.
Doctor Who.
With the third answer.
Sorry, I have to go with the third answer.
Jim Senior or Jim Junior, not Junior Junior?
Is that part of the rapid fire?
Did you see the new Star Wars ones? Then I wonder what your opinion is on the latest Star Wars trilogy. The 1, 2, 3 that's supposed to precede the good Star Wars. What did you think of that?
Star Wars. I don't think they really went together. I don't know how they said that there was 1, 2, 3, you know, in order.
Right.
And they showed them backward, and they filmed them backward. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
right answer, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. What do you think about Han Solo shooting Greedo first?
Of course he shot him. Come on.
Of course he did. Han Solo or Indiana Jones?
Indiana.
Sunny D or Purple Stuff?
Purple Stuff.
Purple Stuff.
Idaho or Nebraska?
All right. That's the end of the quiz.
Corner taters.
And with 23,014 points.
Holy shit.
Beating out 825 points. Oh. Jim Senior Jr. here is nice. Is our big winner this week.
All right. Congrats, dude.
Ta-da. What do I get?
Pride and adulation of your friends.
You get a room to masturbate in after.
Hey, Rick, do you have any stickers, Rick?
Yes, I do.
You get stickers.
You get one of Rick's old sleeping bags.
Whoa.
They're a lot like his old socks, just bigger.
That's not true.
Crunchy.
I've been camping with Rick. It's nothing like that at all. He prefers it outdoors.
You're implying something, I think.
That's disgusting.
I'm implying lies. Lies and mendacity, my friend. Lies and mendacity.
I see.
Broke Sparks Mountain.
Yeah, it's this hill a couple blocks away that he talks you into bike riding with.
Let's go camping on this hill over here.
Yeah, Brokeback Dog Valley.
We don't do that kind of thing on the west side, Rick.
Dogwater Dicks Valley.
in the post-apocalyptic Mad Max Reno wasteland. Oh yeah, you go out past Dogwater Dick Valley.
Yeah,
and that's where you're gonna get raped. Just to bring it full circle.
Bring it back to rape. That's awesome.
Thank you. Jeez, Rory.
This is a great podcast this week.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Thank goodness.
It's always rape with you, Rory.
Hey, Rick, could you go through this whole show and replace rape with ponies? Every time.
Ponies.
What would be left? There wouldn't be anything left.
Ponies.
Yeah, the show's like 12 minutes long after that. Let's do either what's coming up now and have them do a song out, or have them do a song and then say what's coming up next week. What do you think, Roar?
I'm good either way. Let's go to a song now.
Okay.
Song.
All right.
Well, we're going to play a little faster one called Porcupine Bit.
Yep.
Yeah. Very much.
Yeah, thank you.
So, okay, James, welcome, friend, to the show once again.
Yes.
It's been a long year. You've had a lot of success out with your Iris Room, being a nice little typewritery hangout spot at the Wildflower Village. I've shared a smoke out on the porch with you there a few times.
That's fun though.
It's a nice space over there. Are you still doing that?
No, I'm actually not going to be doing the Iris Room for Not a Grow or Not a Dada. I'm doing some other things.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's all gearing up here this spring. And,
yes.
Because when is Not a Dada again? Well, it's May?
Well, Not a Dada is in June, but we have June. A Not a Grow happening in March, actually.
What's Not a Grow?
It's like Mardi Gras, but with Nada?
Yes, Nick is right. You should give him the cheer.
He's smart.
Ding.
There it is. Cool. Yes, that in fact... me and Eric Holland and Aid Stein, we came up with the notion of it. I gave it the name, and basically we're doing it over at the Morris Hotel. Maybe you know it.
The Burner
Excellent.
Hotel.
Yes.
The Burner Hotel, cool.
So it's kind of along with the grand opening of the place. We're doing a Not a Dada. We do it kind of around Mardi Gras, and we're doing that there. So it's going to be really awesome.
How much are the rooms if you want to make a room?
You'd need to talk. Well, I'm kind of helping coordinate that. Also, you'd have to talk to Alon Vision, who is an awesome guy. He's kind
Alon's
of the manager.
Great, totally.
And it's going to be very affordable for artists and such, but the rooms are going fast.
Okay.
As they say.
There's been a lot of – I've already seen a lot of people working on rooms over there already.
Yes.
People have – like it's semi-open. There are some people who are even kind of living there right now,
Yes, they are. The third floor. They're rebuilding. In fact, let me give you – this is from my bag of tricks. I can give one to each of you.
Great.
Another one to each of you.
I was walking by and just walked in and they had me watch a 3D movie.
They're pretty awesome.
It's just a, yeah.
Yeah, everybody keeps telling me to come get
it.
Everybody wants to give me a personal tour.
Oh, it's awesome. You'll dig it. You'll dig it.
I think that's code, Rory.
Personal?
They want to check out your back nine, if you know what I mean.
Oh, man.
The 19th hole.
Hey, let's not talk about that. Whoa.
Right.
Wow.
James's father is here.
Spoiler alert.
Yes. So this is, of course you can't see it.
Yeah.
But this is the flyer for what I'm doing during Not a Gras. It's called The Room of Silence. I'll give you one.
March 7th, 8th, and 9th?
Yes. Yes.
Is it an anechoic chamber?
I got excited for a second because I saw chairs and I thought it was the chairs for a second.
Oh, no. With chairs. With chairs. In French, it's a little different because French is different.
More
they
hotel
have a
room,
different word for everything.
Yes.
Well, no, the chairs is – James knows what the chairs is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it isn't that. No.
It's a fantastic show by Beckett.
Well, yes, it is.
Yeah, it is Beckett.
But that's why I have, Beckett and Buster Keaton on this. That's one of my flyers.
That's what confused me there for a second. I was like, really?
I'd love to do the chairs. I don't have – well, I'll put it this way.
Let's talk about that.
Well, seriously,
Let's
we can figure
talk
that
out.
That'd actually
be
kind of fun. Huh. Yes, but so basically I'll just say that The Room of Silence is going to be very awesome. And it will be very quiet.
That sounds awesome. Sounds
now, and tell
we should
me,
record a podcast
there. Does SEJDB have any upcoming projects happening?
Yes, definitely. I'm in the process of making two or three films. One called One Room Apocalypse. I'm starting to really work on it this weekend after I'm done with Hazards. And there's a couple other films I'd like to do. In fact, I was going to give you a script or two to see if you want to do
it.
Maybe Nick. I don't know. It would be cool to see.
I want
to
act.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Chewie's throwing you a little.
Well, hey,
about
I wouldn't
me.
Say no, you know. Right. Well, I'm always looking for actors.
Chewie's got a great voice, too.
Oh, I know. And he isn't that hairy. He isn't as hairy as you think he is.
He takes instruction way better than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm pretty coachable.
Yes.
Yeah, he's actually the most employable and has the best paying job out of all of us. Yeah,
probably so. And he likes Texas. You know, I love Texas. I like Texas too.
Yep, I remember the Alamo well.
I knew that.
Wow,
I knew there was something about you guys.
Cool. Oh, hey, let's not get into that. And he's blushing.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Get sidetracked.
No, not in a good. I came to feel about Texans living in Louisiana the way I feel about Californians living in Nevada.
More the merrier, huh?
I can't remember who we were talking to, but I believe it was a guest or somebody who was saying like Texas is like
it's in quadrants.
It's
totally
it's
quadrants.
Like four
totally
different
is.
Texases in Texas.
Like eight,
there's
nine,
South Southern Texas, and that's the Southeast.
So just
that's
like
that's
how
the southern part,
just like how we hate Vegas.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't all hate Vegas.
Exactly.
I hate Vegas.
We do so.
I think we're better, but.
Vegas is still Nevada, and Nevada is the greatest state in the country. Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly. I said that months ago about the Boise State football team, I believe.
Oh, that's okay. You said that about UNLV. No, it really was.
My bad.
That
so, yes,
was
their basketball
in
team,
context.
Their football team and basketball team.
For a change. Way,
yes. Oh, Rick gets a ding.
Wow.
My wife's from Las Vegas, and she's probably the most beautiful woman in the whole state.
Oh, now I get it. Okay.
Ah, nice plug.
Right.
That's what I've been doing all through this.
So, what else do you have going on, John?
I also have.
You're a busy motherfucker.
I am.
And he's a teacher.
Yes,
and we're not
going to
mention
job.
Where he teaches on air.
Yes, yeah, I teach English and drama, and it's awesome. That's my day job. I like it.
Mr. Dilworth.
What?
Can I go to the bathroom?
Dude, I want to believe pass? That you answer. He's like, what? What? Surly.
Yes, I have. I drink my Irish coffee and Scottish tea all day. I'll just say that. Besides that, one of the things that's coming out during Nada Gras is I'm working on a book, kind of a compilation of like a bunch of poetry and short stories and essays and all that kind of stuff. It's called Margaritas, and I'm putting it out around then.
So. Excellent.
Cool.
So, yes, I'm putting that out in book, e-book form and regular book form. And
a literary
kind of
follow-up to your translation?
Yes, after Nostradamus. It's in here somewhere, but let's not get into that. But, yeah, definitely doing that and putting out actually something I recorded here at Dogwater almost a year ago now. I did a recording of Nostradamus and
like book on tape.
Up. Yeah, oh. Book on tape of Nostradamus.
Oh, wow. And that's finally coming out to production?
Yes, it's going to be very shortly, yes.
You will never, ever think anybody who brings up a Nostradamus prediction is...
sane?
Ever again. Ever again. You'll just think, wow, those people are idiots.
Yes.
it's astounding.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Why? Please.
During the recording, it's an excellent – it shows you what those quatrains actually sound like if read in context.
Yes.
And they make less sense than the worst parts of the Old Testament.
Can we have a sample? Is that possible?
Well, let me get out of my book of tricks. All the right. book, because
let's
I always care.
I was going to say, let's hear the recording, but we have –
No, we
right
have the real
here,
thing here.
So.
Yes.
That would be redundant.
Okay, how about this?
So this is you reciting Nostradamus as if it was Shakespeare.
Well, yeah, essentially, yeah. But it's written in free verse. I didn't follow the strict translation because it doesn't translate well without real meaning. Anyway, like this one. This is Century 2, number 5. When fire and letters are enclosed in a fish, from it will come a man who makes war. His fleet will have come a long way to appear near the Italian land.
Indeed.
Right.
Sounds profound.
Right.
Okay. Well, how about this one?
I mean,
huh?
I'm a poet. I could read symbolism into that.
Well,
I could
sure.
find yeah. lots of meaning. I could totally fake meaning into
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Lots of different ones.
Now, this is a good one. This is a good one. This is 58, Century 3. Near the Rhine from the Norican Mountains will be born a great man of the people too late. He will defend Poland and Hungary, and they will never know what became of him.
Right.
Totally already happened.
Right.
We don't know about it because.
Well,
nobody knows what happened to him.
Exactly.
Poland and Hungary were defended.
Yes.
Dude, self-defeating prophecy. I like it.
And let me look for another one that's even looking for the one that's about Hitler. Well, no, supposedly it's about Hitler.
The Hister one?
Yes. I can't remember where that is. It's like.
But I would like to make up my own.
Oh, go right ahead, please. They're about the same.
The pipe and the bubblegum and the clear eyes. Shall scatter across the continent as the blue invades over the yellow.
That's just about it.
It could be the same. Well done, Rick. Well
okay.
I think you have a real gift.
Well, and years from now, something is going to happen and people are going to go, holy crap, that faggot knew what he was talking about.
Okay. And one more, just to be sure. Let's see what this is. This is Century 10, number 49. The garden of the world near the new city in the road of the Hollow Mountains will be seized and plunged into the tank, drinking by force water, poisoned by sulfur.
You are clearly speaking of Super Bowl 15.
No, I thought it was the last Super Bowl, which was kind of a travesty, but
yes.
Let's not get into
it. A garden in a new city, I get it. All right, all right.
Oh, that's about September 11th.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, yes. You're right, Rico. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know.
That sounds awesome.
So that's the book on tape, huh?
Yes, basically I did a book on tape. Although this is the real book, and You guys can fight over it. Rory already has his own copy. I think you have a copy, but I don't think you have one.
I don't think I have a copy. But you should give it to him because he actually reads books.
Okay, then I give it to you, and we'll go from there.
Nick.
Well, fair enough.
My name's Rick. I read. I'm so smart. I'm better than everybody else.
Well, I thought you had a copy, Rick.
I don't have a copy.
Well, damnation. I have to give
you
a copy.
So you and I will be fist fighting.
Well, I
arm wrestle.
Pronto.
Well, that sounds awesome.
I'm going to lose.
I only arm wrestle against girls.
So it'll be fine.
What an implication that is. Anyway.
Just so I could hold their hand for a minute.
What else is going on, man?
Oh, a lot of stuff. Like I said, of doing a lot of filming. I'm going to be stage managing a play that's coming out soon. I'm not going to say what play because I probably can't say what.
Oh, and what theater?
I think Northern Nevada Playworks. It's going to be a children's play.
Excellent.
It's going to be a fun play. It's going to be good. Also, Nada Dada. I'm doing Nada Dada. It's going to be a new concept. Something never seen before and here or Nada Dada or anywhere.
Cool.
Right on.
Well, maybe you'll get in the New York Times.
Well, we'll see. We're going to try to flush them down. We're going to flush them down and yell at them a lot. We'll just say that.
Poops. All right.
Oh.
Did you say poops?
No, I didn't. I'll just say that we'll just flush it down.
Okay.
And we'll just do a lot of yelling.
All right.
It'll make sense.
Sounds awesome.
Yes.
All right.
Cool.
Well, cool. Is there any way to get a hold of you and keep up with you on this stuff?
Yes, you can go to the website, which is www.sejdb.com, or you can go to Facebook, which is SEJDB Facebook. You can find me or Twitter. I'm everywhere.
What is SEJDB?
You got a lot going on, man.
La Société pour l'Enrichissement Jacques Dubois.
I knew that.
Thank you.
I knew that. I just didn't want to say.
Oh, yes. Right. Well, of course, it's a French acronym, but let's not get into that. It's too much, probably.
We could do a whole show on French acronyms.
Yes, we could. It'll be fascinating.
We should. The French acronym show is coming up in a couple weeks.
There's a mic technique that's a French acronym, so.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. ORTF, stereo miking.
So is there any more going on?
Not that I can think of. Basically,
right,
I think that's it. You know, I'm a busy guy, and I try to keep busy, and I do a lot of stuff around.
Dad, are you proud of your son or what?
Oh, yeah. He's awesome, isn't he?
Yeah. He's a force around here.
Yeah, I'm sure glad.
I love his movie. I saw his black and white movies at the college. That was really fun. And
He was in my movie. Yes, I was.
Well, so we got to get you
fun.
To see that.
Hey, you played one of the creeps at the mini mart.
Yes, I had a pipe, and that was really rather fun. And then I got blasted by... I shouldn't say too much.
Right.
No, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be having shirts for sale for that movie. If you hit me up if you need to get a shirt for Nowhere Nevada.
Oh, my God. I want that.
So do I. And the DVD. I want a DVD, too.
Yep. Yeah, we'll be doing that.
Yet,
cool.
How soon is that happening?
Yeah.
When this show comes out, I will have the shirts in my possession. I'm only having medium, large, and extra large right now until I get that order paid for, and then I'll make another run, and people can start ordering them or whatever. But
definitely
I will have shirts.
What about the DVDs?
DVDs. We have to sell our movie to somebody who's going to make DVDs of them.
So that's the future.
For you guys. So
okay.
I can have a nice little check in my house, and the guy who put the money down for the movie can have a bigger check. And, that's the game plan, but we're looking at festivals, or we should be hearing letters from festivals right now. We put it out to like 19 festivals. So
that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. So we're just kind of sitting on our ass waiting until they give us the call. So you can see James Dilworth in Nowhere, Nevada.
And talking about movies, I'm going to be doing a couple more showings of my newer stuff. I'm probably going to try to get that Good Luck Macbeth and Jubs because I really like Jubs. It's a cool venue. And I really want to show my movies there. So I'm going to make it happen.
Absolutely. Awesome. The showroom is going to be utilized more for plays, for movies, for big rock bands.
With giant skate jams.
Yeah.
Skate Jam, Mary Anarchy's 10-year anniversary is coming up.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Yeah. We're looking forward to a lot of good stuff in the future.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
So coming up this weekend, I know what James is doing.
It's Valentine's.
That's what I'm doing. Valentine's Day. We're doing the Hazards of Love, like we said, at Jubs.
I'll be there. I'm taking my sweetie to that.
Sounds good. I might show up there.
I'll harass you early.
I'm going to have a sweetie there.
Looking forward to it.
Cool.
I'm going to stay home and be alone.
I have a girl that I will be bringing to it.
Hey.
I am calling my girlfriend.
Oh, I thought you meant Riku.
Yeah, well, she'll be there too.
I have an A.
Yeah.
Right on. What are you doing with your sweetheart?
We're going to go out to dinner, a movie probably, and then we may show up at the bar late.
Cool. Yeah. I haven't seen Christine in a while.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah.
It's all ages, she's man. Bring wonderful. Your kid.
Who's the what?
I'm not going to bring my 2-year-old to Jub Jub's for many years.
For some rapey she's, play, she's going
to
yeah, cry.
I'm not going to take her to anything rapey ever
to
either.
Your rape play, Rory. That's what.
I would, though, if I was that kind
of
bad.
It is not a rape play. It's about a young couple in love and a tragic.
Yeah, a rape just happened.
Shakespearean romance. Yes.
Mr. Dowd, none of those people are your friends.
Sorry, good. But if I
Rick,
could,
I don't love you anymore.
Oh,
I want to talk about one thing though that's pretty important to me and should be important to everybody else here. The rules of a fucking 4-way stop are pretty clear.
Yes.
And if you guys don't understand what happens at a 4-way stop, you can get a hold of me on Facebook, Josh Martin, and I will explain it to you pretty. I mean, it's really, it would bring me like three or
is it clockwise
three
or counterclockwise?
If two people
I can
arrive,
never remember.
If two people arrive simultaneously, who goes first?
The person to the right.
And the person to the right.
If three people arrive simultaneously, the person to the farthest right goes, and then the next person to the right. And then if people, four people show up at the same time, that's the only situation where it's courtesy and you wave somebody through. It should be pretty clearly defined. Person on the right goes every fucking time, okay?
Chewie, next week will you cover roundabouts? Because I'm confused.
I love roundabouts. Okay. If there's a car in the roundabout, you let them through. If there's not a car in the roundabout, you go through. You don't have to stop at the roundabout if there's not a car in the fucking roundabout.
Yeah, Wells Avenue.
And you legally can just go around that Wells Avenue roundabout over and over again if you want. Clog it
yeah,
up.
London, England.
Hey, look. Look, kids. Big Ben. Parliament. Hey,
that,
look,
there
kids.
It is again.
Big Ben. Parliament.
Deluxe Cafe, martial arts store.
It's like a neutron star just whipping around.
Tattoo shop, tattoo shop, tattoo shop.
What do you got going on, Nick? Anything?
This weekend?
Like Saturday? What's happening? There's something happening on Saturday, though.
Oh, yeah, the 15th is Skate Jam. And the Living Scars.
Skate Jam!
Shames,
with like a bunch million bands.
Oh, burn it or buy it.
Voted best band.
Burn It or Buy It out at the Generator, I believe, is on the 15th.
Oh, way to jump
Saturday
to something
night.
Else in the middle of the plug, Rory.
Yeah.
Skate Jam is rad. Go
anyway, go to
you.
The Skate Jam.
The Skate Jam is going to be amazing.
If you want to hear bands and see skateboarding, if you want to go build and be part of Burning Man, you should go to the Generator.
Generator.
And you could probably do both.
I'm sorry. I thought you were saying that was a different night.
No, it's both the 15th.
Oh, they are
both
the same
on the 15th.
My
bad.
I'm sorry to have jumped your skate. Because that, yeah,
it's
no.
Okay.
That's going to be cool, too.
At our sponsors, Jub Jub. So.
Unbelievable show at Jub Jub.
Next 2 weeks, 2 a.m., USA Network, curling match of the day.
That's right. The Olympics are going on. And we're going to have Chewbacca's Olympic report next week.
All right.
Oh, and it's a good reason we didn't boycott the Olympics.
The goalie
because there's nothing better than beating the bad guys.
The German women's hockey team, the goalie is super hot.
Very true.
Yep.
We
support our gay athletes.
Oh yeah,
especially the German women's hockey team. They're fucking. They're so gay. It's beautiful.
Nice.
So, what can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
Whoa,
God, Chewie,
that's out of context. What the hell are you talking about?
Jeez. Wow, what the fuck?
Are there these secret things you're no, looking for?
Apparently
here?
Not.
They're not very secret anymore.
Wow.
Okay, well, this hot mess brings us to one more thing from Nick.
All right. Also, the band Roulette.
Yeah.
Is
the band Roulette.
You're
band
in that,
Roulette.
So why don't
March
you tell us about
16th?
It. That's right.
I think, yeah, Sunday, March
Rory's
16th.
In it?
Yeah.
I'm the lead singer of one of these bands.
Oh, there's four God. Bands playing that were made up of miscellaneous people just thrown together.
We
in
all
a hat.
Signed up and said what we could play. I put down guitar or singing. And they put me as a singer instead. there's four of us bands. We're all going to compete, like, I think two or three songs apiece. Mm-hmm. We have between now and then to make up the songs and name ourselves. And just they could be covers. They could be originals or a mix. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to compete. And we need an audience there to vote on us.
What's the prize?
Money
tab or something. Or money.
Yeah, yeah, like 50. Cool. I don't know, $50.
And when is this?
A good hustle.
March 16th. But they
God,
Sunday.
Awesome.
They just got the bands together because they do Sunday band roulette thing, and they just got them all together. So it's gonna be the first one of the band roulette.
I think they want to do it at least once a month, maybe.
Try
more.
To get going a little faster. But
yeah,
right now it's in training. Dave Massoud's your man on that too. If you want to
get in on
that
action. I think it's going to be a really fun, great idea. Somewhere between open mic and ICS.
Yeah, I like it. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
A Bullet Bar, which I did go to this weekend, I forgot to say. And shout out Bullet Bar Dave. How you doing?
Hey, Bullet Bar Dave.
What's up, Dave?
One of our True Blue listeners.
Dave!
But yeah, we had a good jam out at his house. Real nice with Diana and Boys from the Canes. And Mikey even came out and did a little bit. It was pretty cool.
Awesome.
Scott Loring.
Rad.
Shout out. So, anyway, look out for that band roulette, and that's all I got this week.
And one last shout out to that kid, Josh, that I met at Ampersand that listens to the show every week. You're cool, dude. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Josh.
He's one of my favorites.
If I got your name wrong, I'm a dick.
Oh. Well, let's play the singer for Josh. Josh, ladies and gentlemen.
We want to thank you for listening to...
We'd also like to thank all of our regular listeners.
Lil.
It's all about you.
And okay, if you can't hear the show, please call us.
Yeah, and if you never, ever hear this show, fuck yourself.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, and our guest, the Dilworths, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, signing off and saying, life is short, I love you, and good night, ladies.
A little rat piss for good luck.
Dogwater Studio.
The wretched stands.
And what are these called?
Sodom!